everyone. This is Jake calling from the Arctic again. I realize I called earlier today and that we were stranded in camp, but about 1 o'clock, the weather improved significantly, and the sun came out, the wind died down a little bit, so we decided we were going to take a 4 or 5 hour jaunt just to see what we could see. And it was a pretty fun afternoon. The weather, the wind has died down quite a bit. It was only about 22 below. And we took the dogs and went around the Arctic a little bit. And it was funny. We went over near a place called Horizon Island, which is, I'm assuming it's west of our camp. So it's west of central Prince Albert Sound. If you can find Horizon Island on the map, we were about 2 miles to the south of Horizon Island. And we found a couple fresh sets of tracks over there, but it was in really, really rough sea ice. Maybe tomorrow we'll try to get an earlier start, see if we can find a way to get on the west side of Horizon Island where some fresher tracks might be. If you hear coughing in the background, that's Jack Katoyak, the scout, trying to cough up one of his lungs on a cigarette. You'll just have to disregard that. But while we were over near Horizon Island, we saw a seal up on the surface of the ice sunning itself. Udo took a rifle and went over and tried to get it, and he hit it because there was some blood by the hole, but it got down into its hole and got away. We weren't able to get the animal. So then we went on our way and found a few more tracks. Two of them were a sow and a cub, but at least two sets of tracks that Udo saw were mature males traveling alone, headed to the west from Horizon Island. Needless to say, we're going to try to figure out a way to get over there tomorrow. But what was really cool is that on our way back to camp, about 400 yards west of camp, we'd set a couple seal hooks in the breathing holes, and sure enough, we hooked a ring seal in the first hole. And you got to understand, Jack, the scout, is a pretty strong, pretty stout boy, and he picked up that stick and was trying to hold the seal back, and it was a pretty good tug of war there for a few seconds. But eventually we were able to subdue the animal and got it out, dragged it back to camp, and butchered it in camp. So needless to say, I'm going to be sleeping pretty light tonight just in case something comes in for a midnight treat. But it was a pretty exciting event to watch them butcher that whole seal, which he probably did in about, I think Wick had that entire seal butchered in half an hour. The dogs all had fresh seal meat tonight, and we're going to go ahead and get a bite to eat, and then call tonight, because I think it's going to be a pretty early morning tomorrow, and I'll give you a call tomorrow, let you know how the day goes. The weather looks like it should be good tomorrow, so there should be a pretty, hopefully there will be a pretty good report to give you guys tomorrow. This is Jay calling from the Arctic. I hope everybody has a good night. Bye for now.